prides, there are so many prides. Pride of rule, beautifulness, pride of wealth. These are all kinds of prides and all. Kapatata means
hypocrisy
means kapatata. If you will give up all kinds of hypocrisy, then we will not be alive. We will either die or we will be fully surrendered to Krishna. If there is no desire, if there is no hypocrisy, if there is no pride, why one will marry? Will anyone marry? There is something hidden here. How you will take food? Anyone connected to nothing, and he will have to die. So, if you will give up all hypocrisy, desires, all pride, then how we can live? This is the question. They will have to follow rule and regulation of Varnashram Dharma. We will have to take our course. We will have to walk. We will have to take shwas.
Breathe.
When we will eat anything, so many lives will go. We take rice, chapati, all coming from jeev. It is also a jeev. Anyhow, we'll have to take ashray of help of dharma and adharma god. You understand how?
That whatever we are doing in our life, it is either religious or non-religious.
If we take potato, what is that?
It is a jeev.
So without adharma and dharma, we can have it. Secondly, if we will worship Krishna Ananya. Ananya, you know?
Exclusive.
If we are worshipping or serving this
exclusively.
Then how we can worship our Gurudev? Because it is the third
How you will worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? If it be fourth, how you will worship Vaishnava? How will you serve Vaishnava?
Because there are several. मैं उनसे कहा हूँ, कुछ देख करके दे देंगे, नहीं होगा तो तुम पीछे अभी मिले जा नहीं सर.
वो कितने दिन भी बस वैसे आप सो नहीं. So how it will be ananya, how exclusive? Because there are no two. There are no two upasya. No two upasya means.
Worshipable object.
Then there will be 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 kinds of worshipable. And it will not be exclusive. Thirdly, how we should remember our Gurudev, because also it will not be inclusive. Krishna, Radha, Gurudev, Mahaprabhu. There will be four kinds of
Vaishnava,
Lalita, Vishakha, Yamuna. That is why he is telling this. Na dharmam na dharmam na dharmam suti guna dharmam pankara. In Ved, Upanishad, Quran, these are 20 books. In these books, what is to do and what not to do, what is to do is dharma, what is not to do, it is adharma. So it has been explained there, told there, that what you should do and what you should do. What you have to do, this is dharma, and what not to do is adharma. A man, what he does, comes in only two kinds of dharma or adharma. There is nothing third. One is that we can do. That is dharma, no dharma, no adharma. If we will reset correct, if we will not following we are dharma and dharma, restricted dharma and adharma fully, then we cannot leave a moment. Understand this point? We cannot leave for a moment. So, here Raghunath Das Goswami is not telling of all these things. He is telling that in this world there are two kinds of persons. One wise and other opposite to wise,
foolish.
Foolish. Wise and foolish. Those who are foolish, for them there is rules and regulations. Only for them. Those who are foolish. Because without rules and regulations they cannot go and preach. For them. In school, teacher has a rod,
a stick.
For whom?
Foolish students.
Those student. Who are foolish, they don't want to. Not for wise and those who are so much good students.
Intelligent
students. For whom this stick is?
The foolish.
Foolish. I will have a stick here.
But for wise, no rules and regulations. Because he is, what he is doing, he is doing according to him. He knows what is better and what is bad, and he is following. But the foolish person, they don't know what to do and not to do. So his stick is for fools, because they don't want to go in a line. So, Vedas, Quran, Upanishad has marked or told about dharma and adharma. It is only for that they should acquire adharma and go towards for them, for wise, only Krishna Bhakti is taught. No? What is adharma? What is adharma? It has been told for foolish. And they should follow. But for wise, only Krishna Rati or Krishna Prem has been told. This is for wise. This is good. No? It is beyond dharma and adharma. So those who are going to, who wants to do bhajan are deep pure, deep money wise. For them, Krishna Bhakti is one. And those who are foolish, for them, dharma and adharma all, karma, etc. So here, Raghunath Das Goswami is telling only for wise, not for foolish. For foolish, I told you yesterday, Upadeshamrita, four slopes. To do, to give up, but six kinds of
desires.
Big, all big up. So, he is telling that those who are wise, those who want to have Krishna service, his service, they should not follow dharma or adharma. They should go straight serving Krishna. We know that you cannot follow dharma or adharma. Because you don't respond devotee. They don't know what is Jutha or Bhati or Jutha. Jutha, you know?
Pure and
unpure. What is pure and impure? They take Mahaprasadam.
And took
the Hari Namana. And give it to all. Or they don't wash hands. Some go to Latins and don't wash hands and all these things. Now you are coming in connection with us. You are doing all these things. But he is sometimes missing. But we don't see all these things. We only see that they are serving Krishna, chanting Krishna, hearing Krishna. So Raghunath Das Goswami is telling these things. We don't want to see whether it is dharma or adharma. What is pure or impure. But we should have chant, we should have to hear the pastimes of Krishna. We should do service of Krishna. And among them,
every pure thing will come. Automatically, impure will be given. Like, we cannot give, offer Krishna everything. But, potato,
egg,
eggs and meats, this cannot be. But they think, they take,
drink,
it cannot be. There are so many things which cannot be given. In impure, when ladies are impure, they should not go to mandir. So everything will come among you. What will go give Krishna? What is told in Vedas? So we will not see whether it is impure or pure, dharma or adharma, told in Vedas. We will always try to please Krishna and his associates. This is our dharma. Nothing. Whether in Vedas it has been restricted, anything. That what is restricted? A woman should not, should serve his husband, her husband, her husband. But in case we see that so many ladies devotees have left their husbands and served as gopis has served. They have what is galloped that Vedas words. So anyone can gallop. It has told that girls should marry. But we see that if anyone wants to serve all time Krishna, may not marry. No question. Anyhow, we will have to see Aravnath Bhag Goswami's that we are not bound to follow it. If they want to serve Krishna. So everything living, we should serve Krishna. If anything is to do, we should do it for the to please Krishna and his anything. That is winter season. Why you are giving this chadar? At this chadar I am taking, you are, have taken warm clothes. Why? Why? Why you have taken?
Because we are feeling cold.
For me, Krishna, are you?
For myself.
You are feeling cold or Krishna is feeling cold?
I am feeling cold.
For you, for serving your body, you have taken. Is it bhakti? But I have taken, it is bhakti. Your is not bhakti. Why? I know that my body is of Krishna. So to serve, my body is also service of Krishna. Understood? So if anyone has offered their life solely to Krishna, for the service of Krishna, his body should also be protected. So what we should do, we should do for the pleasure of Krishna. We take, if we die, how do we can serve Krishna? Then Krishna will be starved. So we should take something to life, to save our life, to serve. So whatever we should do, we should do, please Krishna and associates. So what in our life we have to do, we should give a drop of Krishna
nectar.
Bhavana. Nirvana means that mood, Krishna mood. Certain mood should be given there. So everything will be so pious, pure. A grihastha should always in mood that in my room, in my house, Thakur Seva, service of Thakur. And what he is earning, he is doing, supporting his family, he is protecting his, and protecting his all wealth and everything. He is doing, constructing homes, everything is the service of Krishna. And actually it should be. Why you came here in India?
To see you.
What is this? This is the service of Krishna. Yes, this is service of Krishna. Because I will, after that, I will be engaged in Krishna service. So you have come for service of Krishna. And if another move to see India for yourself, then it will be. You should always remember that we are servant of Krishna. Servant of Radha and Krishna. You should not try to be bhokta.
Enjoyer.
I am not enjoyer. If this will come, that I am not enjoyer, I am not karta, doer, then every problem will be solved in a minute. But it is so hard. Not hard for grihastha, but hard for also sannyasi. Very hard. So we should always think that we are servant. Made servant or servant. We are not doer, we are not karta, we are not enjoyer. Enjoyer, we are enjoyer. Enjoyer means?
Bhokta. Krishna enjoys us.
So what is written in Hari Bhakti Lash, we should do with Sadhra for the service of Krishna. It is only for Grihastha, not for Tyagi. Because Tyagi has done all these things. So we should try to be in Braja and always serve Krishna. So if anyone is unable to be in Vrindavan, by mind he should try to be and such. You know that this is the first question. Now second question. How you should treat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is not other than Krishna. He is himself Krishna. He has come in disguise. So, Krishna is himself Sachinandan. And Sachinandan Gaudhari is himself Krishna. So one can think that we should only serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No need of serving Krishna. As you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered us to serve Krishna and chant Krishna. But we should remember that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Krishna. If you know that Krishna is himself Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Krishna has done Rash, so we will do Rash with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it will be quite. We should serve Gauchandra Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Prabhu. and thinking ourselves as a seva. When it will be right, matured, Dasya Bhakti, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will see into Radha and Krishna. And then Radha and Krishna Jugal Seva will be done. So what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told we should do, we should always chant Krishna clearly. Past times of Krishna and Kudukhinda. But we should always remember that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. He should be worshipped in Dasyavas. If anyone tells that if anyone is doing Krishna service, archan of Krishna, and same time archan of Radha Krishna Bhava, that is not good. That's what thing, that the service of, the archan of, worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the worship of Radha Krishna. But yet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, so we should worship Radha and Krishna. And we should know that by doing so, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worship in them, not only. Gurudev is what? Mercy of Krishna. Mercy of Krishna. For Mahabharata, for actions, devotee, he is Sakhi of Krishna. Guru is Sakhi. We are seeing him in the shape of person. But actually, he is. So, if anyone advanced, if a devotee is advanced, they can see his Gurudev as the Sakhi. Sakhi of Lanka and Sakhi. And he is worshipped as the Sakhi. Though in Shastra it has told that Gurudev is Bhagavan, God Himself, but that it is only that He is so near and dear to Krishna, not that Krishna. So first we should worship Gurudev and then we should worship Krishna or Chaitanya. Otherwise everything will be spoiled. You know that there is a lotus flower in any water, in river or on anywhere. And sun is in the summer season on the head. If there is water, then lotus will be
blooming.
And if there is no water, then what will be done? At once, if anyone serves Gurudev, then Krishna mercy he will find there. And if any devotee is not faith on his Gurudev, not serving Gurudev well, then Krishna Bhakti will be tried. Krishna will take up his mercy. And no Bhakti is there. So we should serve Gurudev as a near and dear of Krishna, also in Sakhi Bhava, if any qualified person. Without Sadhguru Gurudev, anyone cannot have Krishna consciousness. Second. Sat there, preach there, and you can write me letters and come at the time of Gaur Purnima. Shanti will also go. She will return before, you should return before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu festival. Time. After what festivals? No, Bhavara. And then Vishakha will return.
I'm not going. I'm going nowhere.
No,
I'm
going nowhere.
I'm staying there.
Madan Mohan will not stay here.
Don't die.
After Jada, something else will come.
Good place to die. But.
Your motor car is what? Waiting for you.
Probably.
You have your motor won?
Yeah, no, not now. Only motorcycle. It's too expensive.
You're saying if one worships only Mahaprabhu, this is not good. But I was thinking if you worship Mahaprabhu exclusively.
Anyhow, we should know that Krishna and Mahaprabhu and become. We should not see that they are separates. You can start it. After serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after some days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will
reveal
himself in truth.
For everyone he reveals this. So then there are not jivas that exclusively go to Goloka Navadvip only.
It may be not. It is. Then his worshipping both in the same way what he is told, and he wants to be in two parts, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela and Krishna Leela. Then he will go there. He wants to go in both.